सद्धारणा
मुनयो
ज्ञानं वैराग्य युक्तया पश्यन्ति आत्मनि चात्मानं भक्त्या श्रुता
गृहीतया
तत्सद्दानमुनयो.
Is realized by the seriously inquisitive student or sage who is well equipped with knowledge and who has become detached by rendering devotional service and hearing the Vedanta Shruti.
Tat saddhana munayo gyana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti आत्मनि च आत्मानं भक्त्या श्रुतगृहीतया च. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल इट हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड व्हाट इज द पर्पज ऑफ लाइफ. दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इट इज नॉट मेंट फॉर बीइंग स्पॉइल्ड लाइक द डॉग्स एंड हॉग्स. The dogs and hogs, they are busy to find out food, where is food, where is stool. And they are spoiling their whole day and night. Their life has been made by nature in such a way that they have no other business than to find out where is some food, where is some food. And laboring, they are laboring very hard. So human life is not meant for that purpose. It is a chance given by the nature's way. Asitim chaturang shayulakhang sthang jiva jatishu. 8,400,000 forms of life we are passing through. Nature has given a chance, the human form of body, especially civilized form of body. What is the purpose? Just like try to understand a government servant, a big minister or MPs, they are given all facilities of living condition, good bungalow, nice salary, servant. What is the purpose? The purpose is that with cool brain, satisfied mind, they will be able to render valuable service to the administration. That is the purpose. Similarly, human being has been given so much facilities. The grains, the fruits, the flowers, the milk, intelligence to construct nice house, nice road, nice cities. The cats and dogs, they cannot do it. Why? You live peacefully and try to understand the value of life. Not that we get more facilities for bodily comfort and we engage ourselves in sense gratification. No. Just like in the Western world, they have been endowed with so much facilities of comfortable life, but because they do not know how to utilize the comfortable situation of life, there is so much chaos and confusion. The so rich nations, young boys and girls, they are turning to be hippies because they do not find. It is hackneyed. The same wine, same woman and same motor car and same road, it has been disgusting. That is nature's way. Because human life is not meant for that purpose. Human life is meant for, as it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, jīvasya tattva jignyāsa nārtha jasyeha karma bhi. You are working so hard. You are so working hard. Why? Is it meant for simply self-gratification and satisfying the bodily needs? That is being done by the hawks and dogs. There we see the hawks, they are always busy. So, this human form of life is not meant for that purpose. Jīvasya tattva jignyāsa, earn money, but be comfortable, but utilize time. Tattva jignyāsa, athāta brahma jignyāsa, that is your aim of life. So this has been described in the previous verses. Jīvasya tattva jignyāsa, nārtha jasyeha karma bhi. If you have no program for tattva jignyāsa, then why should you work so hard? Food is available for birds and beasts. You will have also your food that is already there, destined. By nature's way, by God's arrangement, eko bhunam vidudhati kama, God provides food just before your birth. A child takes birth. The mother, young mother, has no milk on the breast a minute ago. But as soon as the child is born, immediately there is profuse milk in the breast of the mother. That is the nature's arrangement. Before birth, the food the child immediately requires, the mother's breast, there is milk supply immediately. So, by God's arrangement, the economic position is already arranged. Our only business is tattva jignyasa. What is that tattva? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. The original cause of everything, the cause of all causes, that is already mentioned in the Vedas, that Krishna, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakarana Kana. The cause of all causes, why we have come to this material world, why you are under the threefold miserable condition of life, adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidaivika. These things are to be inquired. I do not wish to die, but death is forced upon me. I do not want to become old man. Old age is forced upon me. So these are the inquiries, tattva jignyasa. But they are not interested, neither educational department nor any other department. They are simply interested, where is money, where is money, where is money. Diva charte haya rajan kutumbha bharanenava. We are spoiling our night simply by sleeping, and those who have got sex facilities, they enjoy sex life. This is the night's engagement. And day's engagement, where is money, where is money, where is money? And if we get money, then how to spend it for relatives, for sons, children, that's all. Diva charte haya rajan. So in this way, we shall not spoil our life. The life's purpose is different. They do not know. The modern civilization do not know what is the purpose of life. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. They are trying to make adjustment, political situation, social situation, so many problems. The United Nations, they are trying to solve the problems of whole nation, but still the war is going on between such and such party, and everyone is busy in politics and diplomacy. This way, the problems of life cannot be solved. If there is any solution of the problems of life, it is actually this Krishna consciousness movement. Those who are intelligent, they should study the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement and try to apply in all fields of activities, political, social, religious, anything, economical, everything can be solved. Jiva-satattva-jigyasa. This is called inquiry, inquisitiveness about the absolute truth. Now, this verse is describing how one can become interested in the values of life. The values of life is to inquire the absolute truth. How this inclination can be developed, or how Krishna consciousness can be developed. Tattva-jigyasa means Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, Krishna. Now, how this inclination, there is inclination in everywhere, but by artificial means they have been checked. Otherwise, normally, this inclination is there in everyone's heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, Sadhu Kavuna. It is not an artificial imposition. Naturally, there is tendency to know if he is a sane man, what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with him, why I am suffering. There are so many questions. So here it is suggested that if you are actually serious about tattva-jigyasa, to understand the absolute truth, this is the process. What is that? Tat-saddha-dhāna. Saddhya. Saddhya means just at least to understand that these people are doing some nice things. Just like in Europe and America, the papers are now discussing about our movement. They say they are nice people and we want more of them. At least they are saying like that. Yes. These Hare Krishna people, they are very nice and we want more of them. And in Berkeley, when our procession was taken, the neighboring shopkeepers, they remarked that these people are not window-breaking crowd, because as soon as there is some crowd or procession, immediately they begin to break the windows and throw stones. That has become a custom. So when they see that these people are very peaceful, even the police, they also give certificate that we don't have to take much worries to control this crowd when our Rathajatra festival goes. So actually, this is the fact. Jashasti bhakti bhagavat akinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. If one develops Krishna consciousness, devotion to Krishna, then naturally, without any separate endeavor, all the good qualities will develop. This is the symptoms, how one is advancing in Krishna consciousness. That means all the good qualities will be visible in his character. That is practical. Anyone can test. Just like these boys, these girls, European American boys and girls, who have taken to this Krishna consciousness, just see how their bad habits have been altogether stopped. Sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. All good qualities will develop, you see practically. You see, practical. These young boys and girls, they'll never ask me that, give me some money, I shall go to cinema, or I shall purchase a packet of cigarette, I shall drink. No. This is practical. And everyone knows that from the very their birth, they are accustomed to eat meat, and I do not know from the very beginning whether they are accustomed to take intoxicant, but actually they are habituated to these things, but they are all together given now. They don't drink tea, coffee, cigarette, anything. Sarvayugunayintattra-samasa. This is the test. A man has become devotee at the same time smoking. This is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. A devotee cannot smoke, cannot indulge in intoxication, not illicit sex or meat, he cannot. That is disqualification. That means he is not on the platform. This is the practical. So, tasraddha-dhāna. The first thing is sraddhā, adu sraddhā. That is the beginning of Krishna conscious life. Rupa Goswami has given this formula that in order to attain to the perfectional stage of life, how to love God. Krishna consciousness movement means that we are teaching people how to love God. This is the seven substance. Unfortunately, people have no idea of God. Who is God? What is His form? Generally they think God has no form. If anyone has advanced little in spiritual life, they come to the point of nirākār or nirviśeṣa brahma, formless. That is the first step in brahma realization. We have already described this. But beyond that, they don't want to proceed. They think this is final. To realize the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, that is final. That is Mahabharata philosophy. No, that is not final. Still you have to advance. Realize Paramatma. Still you have to advance. Realize God, the Supreme Personality of God. So we are teaching people how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means one who has surpassed the realm of Brahma and Paramatma, they can realize, they can understand what is the process of loving God. If they have no idea of God, then whom to love? You cannot love air or sky. You must have form. But they have no idea what is the form of God. Therefore, Shastra says, here is form. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. Without form, how you can love? To come to that perfectional stage, how to love God? This is our philosophy. How to love God? Savai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. That is first-class religious system which helps the follower to come to the point to love God. That is first-class religion. Savai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. Ohituki apratihata jayatma suprasidati. If you want actually peace and tranquility, atma of yourself, of your mind, of your body, everything, fully, then this is the process. This is the aim, how to love God. So that stage, that supreme stage can be attained as it is described here, tat sodhana sadhya. Rupa Goswami therefore says, adu sradhya. In the beginning, one must have a conviction that I must love Krishna or God. This is the first. The Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar explains this sradhya. Sradhya sarde vishas sudhira nishcha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kritaha. This is called sradhya. Beginning. One, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja, aham tva sarva papi bho mokkhayishyami. This is the beginning. If I am firmly convinced that simply by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, I will be saved by Him, because He assures I aham tva sarva papi bho mokkhayishyami. People suffer on account of sinful activities. The resultant actions are reserved there. What you are suffering now, it is the resultant action of our past sinful activities. And we are preparing another body in this life by committing sinful activities. The more we, everyone within this material world, who has got this material body, it is to be understood, it is due to our past sinful activities. It doesn't matter what kind of body you have got. Therefore, Bhagavad says that we should not commit any more sinful activities. Nasadhumanne jato atmano ayam asannapi klesadayasa deha. Although you have got this temporary body, you can say that although I am suffering, well, it will be finished within, say, 20 years, 10 years. Asannapi. It is not permanent. But why you should make yourself under these tribulations of life? That is the problem. Not only that, asannapi klesa deyasa deha, I have got this body, I am suffering, I am undergoing threefold miseries, threefold miserable condition of life. Why I shall make another body again undergo the threefold miseries of life? Not only human life, any form of life. Human life, the human form of life, there is possibility of little comfort. Suppose if I get a body like a tree, just like here the eucalyptus tree standing, then I'll have to stand for thousands of years. And I have to suffer scorching heat, shivering cold, and blast, wind, and so many things. So people have no education, unfortunately. That the spirit soul is permanent. It is changing different types of body in order to suffer different types of miserable condition of life. They are thinking, easy going. I have got now a very nice body, eating, sleeping, making, and that is the business of the horse and dog. That is not the business of human being. Human being must be serious to understand the value of life and prepare himself for the next life. The next life, if you go back to Krishna, jadgatyana nivartanti tadhamam paramam mama. Krishna says, you can go back to Krishna. Krishna comes here. He takes His incarnation here to canvas. My dear son, please come back home. Why you are suffering here? Krishna comes. Krishna canvases. Sarva dharman parityajya. Why you have created so many rascaldom? Politics and economics and this and that, so many things are encumbered. Please come to me, you will be happy. This is the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita. He comes. He shows his Vrindavan Leela that you can dance also with me. You can play with me just like a cow's ball. And I shall give you protection. There are so many demons, they're coming to attack us, but I'll give you protection. Jolly life. Anandamaya Abhyasa. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is coming personally, but we are so stubborn, we shall not take to this. We shall not take to this. Abhajananti mana murha. Namāga duṣkitanam mūrha prabhadyante narādhaṁ. Krishna says, these are the classes of men who do not surrender unto me. Who are they? Duṣkritinam. Those who are engaged always in sinful activities. Duṣkritinam. Mūrha, rascals, without any knowledge. Asses. So, duskitana, murha and naradhava, lowest of the mankind. Lowest of the mankind means this human form of life is meant for understanding Krishna and surrender unto him, but they will not do that. They are busy in so many other rascals except Krishna consciousness. This is their business. Naradhava. You can say, oh, there are so many educated persons, B.A., M.S., D.S.C.s, and they do not take to Krishna consciousness. Wait until you come here, you are in front of me. Aapne to idhar aaye? Give me. Yeah, good. So you can say that so many educated persons, they are not taking to Krishna consciousness. Are they naradhavas, lowest of the mankind? Yes. The immediate answer is yes. Now after passing so big examination, they have become naradhava? Yes. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur confirms it. Jeev ke koroye gadha. Jarobidya sa mayar boiva. This material education, they are simply expansion of the opulence of maya, illusion. Suppose if I am darkness, in darkness, if the darkness becomes more and more deeper, is it advancement? The darkness, there must be light. Then it is advancement. But if there is little darkness, if you make it more and more dark, then is that advancement? So here it is actually. The advancement of so-called material education is making the people more and more attached to this material world. The value of life is jnana vairagya. To acquire the knowledge, what is the value of life? And when one has actually attained to that platform of knowledge, he should be detached from this material. Jnana vairagya. That is required. But what is happening? There is no knowledge of the value of life, and they are becoming more and more attached to this material. Krishna says that so-called advancement of education means maya aparhita jnana. Maya, the illusory energy, is plundering the real purpose of knowledge. Therefore they are naradham. Simply spoiled. In Los Angeles, from the university, many scientists come, many psychologists and psychiatrists. We have got many students also, there's doctor of science. So we talk. So we flatly say that this advanced education making you naradhama, lowest of the mankind. So they're convinced. and some of them are very serious students. So actually, this education that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, jaro vidya sam mayara vaibhav tomar bhajane bada. You will see, the more a person is materially educated, he has no interest. Just like our whole state has become secular state, no more interest. Here is our Bhagavad Gita. Gandhi started his movement with Bhagavad Gita. The big politician, Aurobindo, he studied Bhagavad Gita. And Tilak, he studied Bhagavad Gita. Now, in our schools and colleges, if there is question of studying Bhagavad Gita, the state will not allow. Is it not? Dekhi. So maya apurita jnana. Such a cultural book, such a book of knowledge, great book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, they are bad. It is bad. And if you present Bhagavad Gita with some nonsense commentary, that will be so. And when you speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, of course, factually, now we are getting ground. Our Bhagavad Gita is selling more than other editions, Bhagavad Gita as it is. But actually, this is the knowledge. This knowledge is rejected. Maya bhurita jnana. Why this is happening? Asuri bhavamasrita. Because they have taken to the shelter of atheism, the philosophy of atheism. There is no God. Everyone is God. I am God. You are God. Why you are finding out, trying to find out, why you are going to the temples? There is no God. God is everywhere. God is everywhere except in the temple. They will preach this philosophy, God is everywhere, why you are going to the temple? God is everywhere except in the temple. That is their philosophy. So these nonsense things are going on. Or Naradhama, therefore they are Naradhama. Don't follow this Naradhama. Be faithful. Try to understand. Those who are actually followers of God. Evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarśayo vidhu. So, you take to this line of disciplic succession from Krishna and try to understand what is absolute truth, what is your relationship with you, how you can get out of the threefold miserable condition of life. This is possible. That is called brahma-jigyāsa, tattva-jigyāsa. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. The Bhagavata also said, jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. So this saddha dhāna, if we have got little faith, just like people come here with little faith, that faith is a little spark of fire. Now you have to fan it. Fan it, so that fire may increase. So saddhadhana, Rupa Goswami has given us the formula that if you have got little faith in for understanding the absolute truth, Bhagavan, then adu sadhya tato sadhu sanga. Associate with sadhu. Who is sadhu? Sadhu means devotee. Krishna says, opiche sudurācāra bhajate māma nannabhā sādhu reva samanta. He is sādhu. Not a sādhu having big beard or mustaches and having red cloth without any sense of Krishna. He is not sādhu. Sādhu means one who is fully engaged in the service of the Lord. He is sādhu. Opite sudurācāra, even if he is not very well behaved, sudurācāra, still he is sadhu. Why? Bhajate māmanannabhā. He has no other business than to love Krishna. This is the symptom of sadhu. The sadhu sangha means, adho saddhā tato sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means to associate with the devotees of Krishna. Adau sadhya tato sadhu sangha ato bhajana kriya. Sadhu sangha, as soon as these boys, the first of all, they come out of inquisitiveness towards several centers, gradually they shave their head and try to understand the books and literature. They then come forward, Swamiji, give me initiation, get me the sannyasi ashram. Gradually they come. Sadhu saddha tato sadhu, this is the effect of sadhu sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, sadhu sangha sarva shastra kar, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhya. Actually, if one associates with a sadhu, with a pure devotee of law, then certainly it will be effective. Certainly. This Krishna consciousness society is meant for giving opportunity to the people to make association with bhaktas. By association with bhakta devotees, they will become also bhakta. Sangha sanjayate kam. If you associate with drunkards, then you gradually become a drunkard. But if you associate with devotees, gradually become devotee. This is natural sequence. So, adu sraddha tato sadhu sangha ato bhajana kriya tato anartha nimitti syat. Anartha, things which are not wanted. Artha means wanted, something wanted. Anartha means that is not wanted. So, we are habituated to so many things, bad habits. So, anartha nimitti syat. This is the result of bhajana kriya. Anartha, just like these things, as we prohibit illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are anartha. They are not required, actually. But people are habituated to these things on account of bad association. So if you associate with really sadhu, if you execute really devotional service, these anarthas will be vanquished. That is the simple. No more illicit sex, no more intoxication, no more gambling, no more meat eating, fish eating, egg eating. No. That is called anartha. People are not dying for want of cigarette smoking. But it is heavy. You can give it up. You can give up so many things which is not required at all. So, these unwanted things will be automatically vanquished. This is the result of bhajana kriya. Not that I am chanting one hand Hare Krishna and another hand smoking. No. This is not anartha nivitti. If actually you are chanting, there will be no more in the other hand smoking biri or cigarette. This is called anartha nivitti. Then, after anartha nivitti, then we become cleansed. Jesham antagatam papam. This is called the freedom stage from all sinful activities. Because unless we are free from all sinful activities, we cannot engage ourselves in devotion and service. Jesham antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana. Te dandamaho nirmaktav bhajantrimang dhirabhrata. The bhajan, devotional service, is possible when one is freed from these anarthas, unwanted things. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha shakti, tato bhava, sarvakanamayam premna pradudbhavi bhavetkrama. So these are the different steps of sraddha. Actually, devotional service means increasing your faith more and more. And these are the steps. The first step is that you must associate with devotees and then take to bhajana kriya, then see, examine yourself that whether you are free from all the anarthas, all the unwanted things. If all the unwanted things are vanquished, then we'll have found faith. Bhakti bhavati nashtiki. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya, Nashta Prayesu Abhadreshu. Nashta, not that I am completely free from all sinful activities, but Prayesu, say 50%, 60% is gone. At that time, Nashta Prayesu Abhadreshu, how it has come to take place? Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nittam, you have to daily, not that Bhagavata Saptah and finish and whole year you can do all nonsense. Not like that. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. I don't find any Bhagavata Saptah, any authorized book. I don't find. There are so many big stalwart commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning from Siddhar Swami. Nobody has recommended this Bhagavata Saptah. But it has come to existence by the professional man. But actually, Nittanga Bhagavata Siva, how you can finish Bhagavata in 7 days? You cannot finish even one word. My Guru Maharaj explained Srimad Bhagavata, the first verse, Janmadasya Jataha, in Dhaka, for 3 months. Actually, it is so profound. Janmadasya Jata, this very core, contains all the Vedanta philosophy. So how you can finish Bhagavata within 7 days? It is a first. Actually, Bhagavata should be relished. Nittanga Bhagavata Siva, Nashta Prayesu Avadreshu, Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisthiki. As soon as prior 75% of your unwanted things are given up, and then your naisthiki, firm, steady, devotional attitude develops. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisthiki Tato Rajastamo Bhava Kamalu Bhadayasthiki. Cheta etai anabidhya sitam satya prasidati. You cannot have a steady position unless you come to the platform of goodness. Sita satya, satya means satagun, goodness. And rajagun and tamagun means calm and low, lust and greediness. This is the center. And when you come to the platform of goodness, then you are satisfied that I don't want all these things. Now I want Brahma, Brahma Jnana Kirti Brahmana. So these are the processes. So Bhagavad recommends tat saddha dhana munayo jnana vairagya cittaya. There must be sufficient knowledge. Otherwise, this kind of vairagya has no meaning. I have taken renounced order of life, but I privately have got all this nonsense, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. That is not required. Real knowledge means there must be renouncement on this nonsense. That is real knowledge. Jnana vairagya cittaya munayo paschanti yata. For him it is not difficult to find out where is God. He can immediately find out God sitting within his heart. Immediately. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu vilokayate. Anywhere he can sit down and he can talk with God, he can see God, he can take direction from God. Paschanti atmani chatmanam. Bhakta Srutagrihitaya. By devotional service, not by other means. Srutagrihitaya. By understanding from the Vedas, not manufactured. Just like Krishna said, evam parampara praptam evam rajasa. You have to hear from Krishna or from his bona fide representatives. Then it will be sufficient. Thank you very much.